This is episode number 673 with mentalist Lior Suchard. Welcome to the School of Greatness. My name is Lewis Howes, former pro athlete turned lifestyle entrepreneur. And each week we bring you an inspiring person or message to help you discover how to unlock your inner greatness. Thanks for spending some time with me today. Now let the class begin. Ronald Reagan said that there are no great limits to growth because there are no limits of human intelligence, imagination, and wonder. Welcome, my friends, to the School of Greatness podcast. We've got my friend Lior Suchard, who is considered to be the world's greatest mentalist. His mind-blowing performances of thought influence, miraculous prediction, and startling mind reading have made him the most sought-after mentalist on the planet. He entertains audiences all over the world, which have brought him a list of fans stretching from A-list Hollywood celebrities to heads of state and notorious businessmen and billionaires. Lior has left live audiences in awe all around the globe, performed in more than 50 countries, and been featured on numerous TV specials. When I watched him perform live years ago, I said, I have to connect with this guy more. I have to learn about how he does this, and I got to get him on my show. And we made it happen. Today is the day. And what we cover are how to use the five senses that we all have to create the illusion of more senses. How do we create that illusion? Also, the difference between a magician and a mentalist, the power of storytelling to influence people, how to tap into your intuition, because you have a powerful intuition, but you've just got to learn how to cultivate it more, and easy ways to become more influential immediately. And you're going to see my mind get blown here in a second from what Lior does with me. And also make sure to watch the full video. If you go to the show notes, lewishouse.com/673, you can watch the video of him blowing my mind and Christine's mind as well, who you'll see on the video.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card, you call the number for help and can't get a hold of anyone if you only had a Discover card. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Did you know Bridgestone developed a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials? Making a difference today for future generations. That's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Big thank you again to our sponsors, and I'm super excited about this one. It's all about how do we tap into our intuition? How do we influence people? How do we master all of this in one place with the one and only Lior Suchard?
I'll give you a challenge. The challenge is that the narrative of a mentalist is always the same. It's always, what's the lottery numbers? Can you make my wife disappear? Can you get 20 pounds less? Can you do this? What's going to be tomorrow? That's the emails that I get all the time. So I think if we can go more creative about the thing that I do, which is similar to the thing that you do in a different way, it's very similar. We can talk freely.
Yeah.
So whatever you want.
What is it you think you do?
Well, I describe it as using as my five senses to create the experience of more senses. I know how people think. I don't know what you're thinking. I know how you're thinking. Mm. And
based on what?
Based on principles of underground psychology and nonverbal communication and understanding how I know the process of thinking.
What's the process of
thinking? The process of thinking is different from, you wanted to show you what the process of thinking?
Sure.
I'll give you an example. Give me your phone.
Okay.
Let's try. Okay. Try something. And what I'm going to do, I don't want you to see this, so I'm going to go to a website that you know. Tell me if you heard of this.
Google.
Exactly. Wow, you read my mind. This is unbelievable. It's really... Okay, I'm going to search something here, which you... No, I mean, just look here. Just this will be nice. I hope this works. You know what? We'll leave it for something else. I'll leave it here. Okay. Let him work on it. I'll do it again in a few seconds.
Okay.
So go. Let's continue talking and
okay.
then I'll do it.
How do you really start to understand people with the five senses?
Well, you know how I open my show. I tell people I use three techniques: mind reading, mind influencing, and bullshit. So,
right.
So I use a variety of techniques. Sometimes it's hard to explain exactly what I do, how I do. If you think about it, it's very simple. I mean, if I give you a dice and tell you put it in your hand, yep. and shake it, and you don't know what the number is because nobody knows the number, and I don't know the number.
Yeah.
But if you look at the number, I mean, if you finish and you look at the number, yes, now you looked at the number. Now you're starting to transmit. Now, I don't know if this is the transmit.
Let me turn it off.
Turn it off. but because I learned, you got it?
Yeah.
Because I learned how people, you think of six, I think.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
So do it one more time. Do it under the table. So now it's completely, so really, this is nothing to do with luck. I don't know the number on the dice, but if you go like this and you take a little pick. You got it? So now I know it's a two.
Yes.
And one last time just to make sure it's a, you know what? You can do it here on the table. Okay. So I'll turn my back. You choose a number, make a choice and cover it. So it's going to be completely fair.
I just choose a number?
Yes, choose a number. Tell me you have it. So I'm not going to look. You got it?
Yep.
So here's the thing. So now I'm trying to analyze you because you're skeptical. You probably stay on two. And one last time just for fun.
Oh my God.
One last time just for fun. So you had six, you had five, you had two. And I think that after those, tell me when you're done.
Ah, shit.
I'm looking at the wall of fame here. You got it?
Yep.
I think you will go with, this time you will go with number one.
Oh my God.
So it's all about understanding how you think.
Wow. Now, how did you understand the way I thought?
Some of the things I don't know how to explain because for me it worked the opposite. When I was a child, I used to play this game. And it was reversed. So I could look at people, you're thinking of four. Yes, how did you know that? And then I came to a conclusion that the overall body language, the overall thinking basically transmit. I don't know. It's like a subtle thing that I know what number are you looking at.
Mm. Hmm? You can see where I'm going to be thinking next. So are you really good at rock, paper, scissors then? Because you can analyze the next move I'm going to make.
It's possible.
Interesting.
It's possible. I never tried it, but it's based on, if I'll work on that, I'll probably...
If I did it one more time, do you think you'd be able to get it?
You want to try?
If I get the dice one more time the table, you think?
I want to try? Wait a second.
Or if I just guess the number?
Well, guess the number is just luck. We have the same chance to guess the number. But you have to know the number,
okay.
So I'm going to turn my back.
All right, got it.
You got it?
Yep.
Do you know the number?
Yeah.
You don't know the number?
I do know the number.
Really? I'm trying to analyze. You will go with number four.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
That's crazy. Okay,
so,
you got it right every time.
Yeah.
Now, how are you influencing that or how are you...
That's not influencing, that's
how are you knowing that
reading.
I'm going to be thinking that next number? Or is it thinking I'm going to be thinking that? Or is it once I've chosen it, then you
realize? It's like when I tell you, for example, don't think of a pink elephant.
Mm-hmm.
You immediately think about it. And all the viewers right now are thinking of a pink elephant. So it's the same thing. When you watch the number four, you can't think of three. You can't think of five. And I know, it's like a poker tell. When you look at it, I know what's a four. I know what's a three. I know what's a two. During the years,
you've practiced it enough.
It's all about, it's like playing a piano. You know, everybody can learn to play a piano, but not everybody will be Mozart. So I mastered the whole concept of understanding how people think.
Now, if it's a 1 through 6, it'd be easier than 1 through 100. So is it
same principle? Just
really?
Same principle, just gonna be more sensitive.
What?
So
if there's a 1 through 100 dice.
So for example, in my show, I have an act where I have someone holds a coin in one of the hands, and I guess which hand is the coin. every time. And it makes the audience laugh because I talk about body language. But somewhere inside their mind, they're saying, okay, it's a 50-50 chance. And then I bring 30 people on stage. Mm. And now you have 1 to 60. And one of them is holding the coin. And now it's much more difficult, but I'm looking at them and I point to a person. And that person usually holds the coin. It's the same concept. You know, before we start shooting, we talked about magician versus mentalist.
Yeah.
And I thought about what to tell you about that. When you watch a magician show, you are amazed. You're blown away. Just like here. You're, oh my God, how did it happen? How did you know it? What's going on? But you know somewhere deep inside your mind that he didn't kill the girl, saw her in half, and then brought her back, right? And you know that when she levitated, you know it's not something from quantum physics, defying gravity thing. You know there's a trick. You don't know what is a trick, but there, you know it's not real.
Right.
You know it's an illusion. When you watch a mentalist show, there's another factor of belief because there is, you will ask yourself, is it really? Is it true? Not true?
Is it a magnetic dice?
Magnetic dice. Can you do it with my dice?
Right.
The answer is yes. But there's lots of more aspects than just wondering. So there's an element of belief. There's element of it's similar a little bit to same thing that happens in our brain when we talk about religious. When someone believes in God or not believe in God, you go out and you ask yourself, is it real or is it not real? It's not just a trick. So that's the main issue between a mentalist and a magician.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And there's not many mentalists.
There's not many. How many are there that are in world class in your mind?
Not a lot. I think there's like less than 10 very good
really?
Ones. Very good ones.
Who's someone that you're inspired by?
Talk about Darren. Darren is
amazing
from England. I've got another Israeli, Haim Goldenberg from Canada, who's a good friend of mine. Mm. There's two in Israel, which are very good. I mean, there's Uri Geller started the whole concept. Do you know the name?
No.
Uri Geller in the 70s, Israeli, he took the concept, the first one, took it to the stage. He used to bend spoons with the mind. Mm. So every time you think of spoon bend, you have something about, that's him. He was the one who did it. He became huge all over the world. He was a personal friend of Michael Jackson and John Lennon, and he was consulting them. He used to find oil, according to what he says, of course, to find oil with his mind, help companies, advise companies. He was the first one who started the whole concept of taking the power of the mind, bringing to the stage and entertainment. Mm. And what I did with it, because I was always very funny, but I always like to make fun and entertain people. I love the high energy of entertainment. And I love to be creative. So I took the concept and developed lots of creativity around it. And that's what you see in the live shows and the TV shows and all of that.
Wow.
So it's a lot of fun.
What's something that someone's done that you think has blown you away personally? Because I feel like you've seen it all. You know how a lot of people have learned their psychology and things like that. So
Well, if you think about it, again, I go back to magic. A magician can do four things. Any magician. He can make something appear from nowhere, or disappear, or transpose, or levitate.
Mm.
That's it. That's like
in lots of different ways.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So like that's like four pillars. Now with what I do, same four pillars. I can read something, I can influence something, or guess. It's more like a reading. I can predict something, or I can make things move, like the spoon bending or telekinesis stuff, brain power. On that, you build a story, different story. Mm-hmm. It's like you talk about motivational speaking, okay? Thinking positive, it's a fact. People need to think more positive. But every person takes it to how they see it and how they look at it. At the end, it's all about mindfulness and getting yourself into the right position. But same thing here. There's four elements, and I build the story, the crazy story around. And I give you, in the middle of the story, I give you traps. And I give you ideas, and I give you, oh, I think I know how we did that, and then something coming to that blog. So it's a show, it's a live show, it's to entertain people. And when I see, and this is the truth, when I see people wondering, and here's an interesting thing that I don't think nobody talked about it. What is a sense of wonder? What is it? What do you think is a wonder?
What is wonder?
When someone is wondering.
They're curious.
But you left, you went like, oh my God, oh my God. Some people will cry.
Mm-hmm.
Some people will go like this. And some people will just, And there's,
emotion,
exactly. You know, laughter, you know, it's universal. This is laughter.
Right.
Sadness, you know, it's the opposite. Angry, you know, it's like this. Wonder, it's very individual. If you think of wonder, not everybody will go like this. Not everyone. Some people will go like this. Some people would be like shocked. Once I had a show and nobody clapped their hands at the end and I was felt sorry. I said, no, you understand. They were too shocked.
Oh, wow.
So I had to reprogram the show to get to
applause.
Applause. Yeah. So it's very interesting if you think about it. And when I see the audience wondering, becoming children again, that's amazing.
Wow.
And that's why I do what I do.
Do you feel like you had a good childhood?
Define a good childhood.
Well, you say you want people to be like children again. That means...
I believe, you know, I have two children of my own. And you know, the children, did you see that there's an amazing scene from the movie The Prestige? You see a magician, he's taking a little bird and he goes like this, and the bird disappears. And the audience goes, oh my God. And the bird appears like in another place. So everybody's like clapping their hand and the little boy is asking, what happened to the first bird? Mm-hmm. And really, the magician had like a mechanic, something that he makes sure he kills the first bird.
Oh, no.
Or something like that. But children has a sense of wonder. They touch the iron because they're curious. And then they get the burn. And I see my kid is doing something from Lego. And he's like, oh, look what I've done. Look what I've done. Mm-hmm. They have this. When we grow up, we start to lose this. You go into the box. You have your work and, you know... everything in the news, and we start to lose this amazing feeling.
Of wonder.
And I'm here to get back. And you know, I don't want to name dropping, but you know some of the people that I perform
Absolutely.
For. Doesn't matter who you are. You can be known, I don't know, rich, poor, everybody's like leveled. And they have the sense of wonder, which is amazing.
Wow.
So it's a wonderful feeling.
How old are your kids?
4 and 2.
And do you perform mentalism on them?
It's hard because mentalism is very... sometimes it's not visual. It's not like magic visual. Sometimes it's very intellectual, you know.
Something you think about later.
You think about. So it's hard to express it, but working on that.
You're working out with them?
A little bit.
Because you're not like, voila, like there's
exactly.
something in front of you.
Exactly.
It's not an act.
Exactly. That's why when I do a big show, even if I do a show for 3,000 people, the stage and the screens, the production will be modest because... it's not going to be explosions and stuff like that.
Smoke and everything, yeah.
There's, a little, of course, lighting, and we have screens, and we have cameras because it's all about the interaction. But it's not going to be like fireworks and stuff like that because it's all about what's happening there. It's not about how big it is. It's about how emotional it is.
How important is storytelling in mentalism?
That's everything.
How did you learn how to tell better stories?
I didn't. I'll tell you a little story. I think it was like 10 years ago, I did a show and a guy came to me and told me, I have a show for a company for a Swatch group in Switzerland, the Swatch brand.
Mm-hmm.
And I have all the retailers. Do you think it's amazing? You think you can do something connected to the watch? And then I was like, it's like, I have an idea. And then started infotainment.
Infotainment,
which is creating this stuff. I said, okay, so I know how to guess things for dice. What if it wasn't a dice? What if it was different messages of a company? And you look at something and say, oh, you're looking at how important is the connection with the workers. And then I find myself talking about the messages, conveying the messages, but in a way that people remembers it.
Right.
So for Swatch, I took 10 people on stage. I told them to, one of the acts, hold your hand above your watch, count to 3, and I actually stopped all their watches. Stopped completely.
You didn't touch their watches.
I told them I was going like this to them. The watches stopped.
You didn't touch the watches.
The audience goes wild. Never touched the watch. The audience goes wild.
Wow.
One lady from those 10 people said, my watch is still working. And I started to act like, no way. What's going on? No. It didn't stop. And I was, let me see. And I was going like, oh, you have this watch. And that was like a moment because and then I said, what do you have? And I talked about all the other brands that I could stop, but I could not stop the Swatch.
That's powerful.
And the message was, I can't do it.
That's brilliant.
And it was a metaphor. Of course, by the way, I could stop any of the watches. I just made it look like I acted as
I did. Right.
And I saw the owner of Mr. Hayek is the owner of, he passed away, but back then he was like, because you had 700 people who sell his watches, and now we wanted to say how good is the watch.
Wow.
So then I found flying for lots of corporations, Fortune 500 companies, cybersecurity. For IBM, I did a competition, who is smarter, me or Watson? Mm-hmm. You know, the artificial intelligence.
Right.
For Google, we did something, who is faster in searching, Master Mentalist or Google? So I create this, and I think this works on a principle that if I ask you, what were you wearing 3 weeks ago on Monday? Nobody knows.
Don't know.
But if I ask you, what did you do on the day of September 11 when the plane hits the Twin, you remember exactly what you did.
Yeah. Can you remember what I was doing?
I know. I remember what I was doing.
Yeah.
Why do you remember it? Because it was an emotional impact.
Yeah.
Bad, negative one. You remember also the good things.
Absolutely.
So when I'm standing in front of a company and I create this sense of wonder, mind tricks, call it whatever you want, and people are like blown away, but this is connected to the messages of the new product. You're holding the new cybersecurity product that prevents hackers, and while you're holding it, I can't read your mind.
Right.
And people get the metaphor, and everybody remembers the messages, and it's better than any lecture, it's better than any PowerPoint show, because people go home and say, oh, this guy was talking about the new blah, blah, blah of cybersecurity of the company, and when I hold this, he couldn't read my mind, and when I didn't hold it, he could read my mind. So it talks about...
Right.
One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. When you get a new car or a new home, your first reaction might be to say things like, oh yeah, or I can't believe it, or booyah. But what you really want to say is the one thing that can get you the help you need. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm is there with the coverage you need for your car, your home, and even boats, motorcycles, RVs, and other things that matter to you. With a State Farm agent, you know someone is there to help you choose the coverage you need. With so many coverage options, it feels good knowing you can find what fits for you. And when you need ways to get help, State Farm gives you options there too, in person or on the phone with your local agent, or on statefarm.com, where their award-winning app State Farm lets you do things your way. So when you need help protecting the things that matter most, remember to say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Did you know Bridgestone developed a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials? Making a difference today for future generations. That's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
This.
What's the riskiest thing you've ever done that you actually, because usually you know like it's going to work, I'm assuming. Like you know you've got an influence or...
They used to have a time where I used to, one of the acts in the show, I used to have like a Russian roulette. I used to have like four knives, four like bases and one knife,
or something.
Something like that with the bag.
That's scary.
I used to play with staple guns that, you know, one of them is loaded, all the rest is not loaded. You mix it up and then I find it and then I took it to the next step. I don't find it, you find it. So you take it and I take it and I go like this and I click it. I did it in a television show in Israel, it was crazy. And then with time I felt, I don't think it's for me. It's not about if I'm right or wrong. If I'm wrong, it's very not for me, but because this is not, it's very authentic, it's very, it might go wrong. And when I do a live show, I just came back from Miami, it was a 2 hours live show. Things got wrong.
Really?
But the audience are not aware.
It's part of the story.
It's part of the story. I'll get back to it later. There was a guy who, in the middle of the show, he was like a heckler. He said, what's the name of my kindergarten teacher? Or what's the name of my friend? It happens. And I stopped the show and I was like, I started to tell jokes. about him interrupting me. And I said, I'm sorry, the show is going to be extended. And I went to him. But at the end of the show, I wrote the name of his kindergarten teacher.
Really?
Mrs. Robinson, it was, remember? It was crazy. And everybody's like blown away because I have anchors. I know I'm first act, second act, third act. But in between...
Stuff can go...
I go crazy.
But people don't remember the failures necessarily because they're so... You always tie it around at the end.
And by the way, this is... It's like a philosophical psychology. Okay? Let's say that you're holding... I'm just inventing something. You're holding a bill and you ask me to guess the serial number. Okay? And I go, okay, 3, 5, 6, 9, 9, 9, whatever. And it's completely correct. Mm. And the audience applauds. Let's say that I do it and I have a mistake in one digit. What's better? One digit out of the 10 or 8 digits.
I don't know. I'm pretty impressed if someone pulls it out and you get all the 10 digits.
But in a show, I think that if I have a mistake...
It tells like you're...
It's credible. I'm human. I'm like you guys. It's, you get...
Got it.
There's an act...
You're not perfect.
Exactly.
Because then there's something's got to be off.
Exactly.
There's some magic behind here.
Exactly.
I don't believe you don't know this person.
Exactly. Sometimes I get there's an act that I tell someone to draw something. We're standing back to back and we draw the exact same thing. And it's really spectacular. It's really cool. Sometimes I get the picture so good that I'm doing a little off on purpose.
Really?
Yeah. So he did a house and a tree and a sun. So I do a house and a tree, but I reverse it. I do...
Pretty close. Yeah, yeah.
Very, very close. And it's I think it's stronger. I think it's stronger.
It's a little bit not a perfect match.
Yes. I'm like a magician that... You can't go a little bit. It has to be exactly, because if not, she's not levitating. If it's not, it has to be...
So on purpose, you'll mess it up.
Yeah, I won't mess it up. I go close because I think it shows credibility to the audience.
But you really have the exact image in your mind.
Sometimes, and sometimes not, you know. Right. And sometimes I will not know it and I'll play on it in a different way and I'll go from a different direction. Or
you'll come back to something else with them and tie it in somehow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. That's part of the show.
Why do you keep doing this?
I love how people react to it. I really, really... I love to perform. You know, I finish the show, I take a bow, I go out, and then sometimes there's like an encore or something like that, mm-hmm. but sometimes I go back and just go down the stairs, and people coming to me, selfies and pictures, and there's like another 30 minutes of me taking pictures, signing, because I want to hear, and people come to me, oh my God, you're inspired. I don't think it's just entertainment. I think it's also inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a little bit educational because I think my next phase will be getting a little bit more educational, maybe teaching something, maybe...
Really?
It's something that will help, not just for fun, something that will help you.
Impact people beyond wonder.
Exactly.
Curiosity.
So they'll go home and they will say, okay, I want to try to do something. And to be better or to do something. I love the reactions of people. I love people, generally.
What do you think that will take for you to do in order to get people at the end of your performance, hour, 2 hours, whatever it may be, to be like, you know what, I'm going to change this part of my life to be better?
That's the next step, I think.
What is that, you think?
I don't know yet. In the show, you saw the video with Jerry, with the Rubik's Cube.
Yes, Gerard Butler, yeah.
So I gave him a Rubik's Cube. He mixed the cube.
Yep.
He kept mixing it up behind his back. And then he showed that he solved it. And people were like going crazy. So this is an act that I do in the show right now with two people. And this is an act that it's an act about you're going to do the impossible now, not me.
Right.
Now, again, it's very philosophical because of course I'm doing it. I'm helping them. I'm controlling. I'm influencing. But I love to make it look like it's their moment right mm-hmm. now. So they go like this and like they solved it. And it's really, really cool. So I think I'll add more aspects of that.
The impossible is possible.
Exactly. Mm. I want you to try to guess what he's thinking. Not just me. Not just the superstar on the stage. I want you to think of a number and you to think of it and you guess the number and I will show them how it's possible to do it. And I think this will inspire people to be more positive.
Is this a skill that people can learn to get to a certain level beyond where they're at? Maybe they're not going to be able to get to your level. But how can we learn to be more intuitive in our own lives to be able to perceive people and influence people or persuade people, obviously in a positive way of integrity, but not mm-hmm. getting them to do something negative. But how can we tap into intuition more?
I have to tell you something. I'm not religious. I'm again, you know, we're in Los Angeles. Every second you have like the psychic stores. I'm really against that. I'm against psychics. I'm against fortune tellers. Some of them using similar techniques like me, but if I look at you or tell you to think of a name or something, I can guess it. I can guess it as a mentalist, as entertainment, or I can say, I'm getting spirits, blah, blah, and that's what they do.
Yes.
So they take advantage of people's beliefs and they do it. So I hate that. But I really believe in karma, in psychological karma, not spiritual karma. I don't like the whole this kind of stuff, but psychological karma. So first of all, if you give to people, you get back, definitely. So I always try to, when there's a situation, I always say to people, what can I do for you? How can I help you? If I can, I will help him. There's nothing wrong with that. And I'm sure it will come back to me
right.
in another way. And it happens all the time. There's some stuff that people can learn. They can learn the basics of influencing, how to create a rapport, how the basic of NLP a little bit, how to get more chances of the other person to say yes to you. But it doesn't mean you're going to be on stage and guess things about people, but
how can we use this in our own lives to be better?
Exactly. I think this is the next step for me. I wrote a book about this. It's called Mind Reader, Unlocking the Power of Your Mind to Get What You Want. So the whole book is filled with lots of mind tricks. Mind questions. You're running in a race, all right? You're running and you just passed second place. Which place are you now?
You just passed second place.
You just passed second place. So now
you're in second place.
Exactly. But you thought about it. You want to say first.
Yes.
So how the mind works. Oh, you see? It's interesting. Lots of fun stuff.
You also influenced me by putting someone in first.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. So I teach about that. Lots of fun stories, mind tricks. And in between, there's a little bit of how to influence people, a little bit of how to be positive, to give a compliment to people.
Sure.
For example.
A compliment goes a long way.
What?
A compliment goes a long way.
Exactly, exactly.
When you give a compliment, it's like you're already influencing someone to give you everything you want. In a sense, right?
I agree.
Is that why you hugged me twice? I'm just kidding.
Yes, and I hugged you also.
No, it's funny because I always lead with a big hug when I meet someone.
It's wonderful.
And I usually hug like a second longer than you're supposed to. But so also make it playful and
you're
like
talking
fun.
With an Israeli Jewish, okay? Uh-huh. You know what's chutzpah? You know what's chutzpah? Chutzpah is a word. Chutzpah, you could Google it.
I've heard of it, but
it's a word, it's like positive rudeness. It's this, it's this. Hey, how are you? And sometimes Americans like germophobics, you know?
Give me space.
Japanese, you know, like very... But sometimes, there's a funny about Israelis. You say, never interrupt an Israeli while he's interrupting somebody else.
I'm sure.
So I have this thing of chutzpah, and it works, I think. I think the hugs, you know, the
embracing, yeah.
Embracing, it creates an immediate connection. Yeah. A hug is a universal way to say, hey, great to meet you, or something like that. For Americans, sometimes it can be embarrassing a little bit. Yeah. But they say that you're positive, so it's all good.
What do you say are like 3, 4, or 5 things? Your top thing is that if people did more of, they would automatically just be more influential. People would want to be around them more. People would say yes more or give them more information or want to work with them more, whether it be business, intimate relationships. A few things that just like...
I'll tell you something. There's an amazing book called Influence
by Robert Cialdini. Seven things, yeah.
Exactly.
Crazy.
So one of the things he talks about, and it's really interesting, he talks about, it sounds bad, but it's not bad.
Reciprocity or?
Yeah. So when you give, when you give someone something, he will want to give you back.
Reciprocity, yeah.
Exactly.
Law of reciprocity, yeah.
And you can see it from individual to countries.
Mm.
So for example, you know, we have the Israeli government and Turkish government, for example, they're sometimes like friends, not like on and off, connected to the situation, Turkey and Israel. And sometimes it's a bad relationship, sometimes it's a good relationship. But there used to have, a few years ago, there was a big earthquake in Turkey, and we sent the first special units to help and save them, no matter what's the relationship between the politics.
Right.
Save them.
Save people, yeah.
Israel is always, by the way, in Thailand, when they had the kids,
boys.
Israel sends people to help. Always. And you put politics aside, then we had, a few years ago, we had a big fire in Haifa, in Israel. Big, huge fire. And the Turks sent the super tankers to help us back. And the next day, you know, the prime ministers can say, and it shows something interesting. So the first thing I think when you're in a group of people, always be the first one to say, let me help.
How can I support you?
Wow. And I'm not talking about giving money to people. It's just help in a way. Then it will most likely will influence other people to help you.
Reciprocate.
Exactly. Robert talks about a waiter who gives you the check with a few gums or smiley face or something.
Candy.
Piece of candy.
You want to give them a bigger tip.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. It's good. Things. It's good. The compliment is good.
Longer hug.
Longer hugs.
Obnoxiously positive. Yeah.
They're very good. But I think that you need to see the positive things in everything. Everything, there's two sides. Sometimes the positive side is very, very little bit, but there's always a positive side.
Yeah.
And I say it all the time. I say it all the time. The concept of doing something impossible, okay, I sometimes visit kids in the hospital, right? And these are kids that have, I don't want to say the words, but, you know, bad stuff going on with them.
Yeah.
And so I take the Rubik's Cube and I take these dice or I do some stuff and I made them be the hero.
Mm-hmm.
And you have no idea how...
They light up.
They light up, and they become healthy. Not because I did, because it was positive.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all here.
Do you ever wish you couldn't read people the way you do?
Yes, but it's not like that. It's not that I'm walking and I'm reading people all the time. I'm very good at understanding people. I'll give you an example, and I'm going to do something that maybe nobody has ever done in the interviews. I'm going to use you.
Awesome.
One second.
Christine.
Christine? How do you write Christine?
C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E.
Christine will. This means you will do something.
Christine will do something.
I'm going to write something for you.
Oh, gotcha. I see what you're saying. Yes.
I believe in this stuff.
You believe in this stuff.
So you're going to keep this.
Christine will do something.
You're going to do something.
In the future.
Am I allowed to look at her? No.
No, don't
look at her. No, I'm going to influence her. No, I'm going to put it in my pocket.
Put it in your pocket, yeah.
She gave me something in my hand written down. Christine and I did not see it, for those only listening.
And what we're going to do, there's books over there, and there's books over here, but don't choose your books, and more books over here. So I want you to pick two books, one in each hand, from anywhere. Doesn't matter.
There's books around the room.
Mm-hmm.
And Christine is going to pick
this
up.
This one and one more.
Pick up two books.
Mm-hmm.
Am I allowed to say which one she picked up or no?
That's fine. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
So, okay. Did it look like a fair choice?
Yeah.
Now hold them like this. Hold them like this. And you can mix them or whatever you want. And just... and now... Very nice. And now drop... We're going to leave with one book. Only one book.
One book.
One book. So come over here next to me, to my left here. And it's all intuitive, right? So just look at me. Just open the book anywhere you want and just go through between the pages. Yeah, and then, just go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And when you want to stop, you just stop. Does it look fair? Looks fair?
Looks fair to me.
So let's change position. You want the left side or the right side?
This is crazy.
Left side.
Left side is here. Can you see the books? Because I want it to be a surprise. But you cannot see it from here, right?
We can see the book. We can't see the behind.
No, okay. Yeah. So you see, let me show you some words. You see the word, oh, this is a good word. We talked about it. Creative.
Uh-huh.
Or the words typical.
Yeah.
Or here I can find there's lots of, you want the left side or the right side? Which one do you want?
Left.
Put your finger, because you're going to do it. Put your finger here.
This is crazy.
And just move it and stop anywhere you want. You do it. Go.
Okay.
You do it. Anywhere you want. Now comes the best part, because here, is it fair? Fair? No, keep your finger there.
Oh.
Is it fair?
It looks fair.
It looks fair.
Do you feel now, like he was influencing you?
No, she's doing whatever you want. Okay. And I'll give you a chance to change your mind. Do you want to change your mind? You can.
No, I don't.
Because most people want to change your mind.
No, I believe.
Because most people want to change your mind. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Do you want or you don't?
No.
Because after, you're going to ask yourself, oh my God, he gave me a chance to change my mind and I did not change my mind. You want to change your mind?
No.
You sure? Should she change her mind or no?
No, I just...
She's looking at the word, but...
No, I don't even know what it is.
No, but you want or you don't want?
No, so, tell me. I literally don't
look,
know what it is.
Do you know it? Don't say it. You got it? It's two words. You got it? Okay, now here's the interesting part, because you can say what is the word?
Now starting.
It's in the middle of the sentence. And you went like this. You went... Yes? And you went to now starting. I saw it also. What's the chance of somebody knowing that?
Slim chance.
Slim chance?
Yeah.
Can you open the
No chance.
Look, can
no chance.
No chance. Can you show us?
Now starting.
Look. No.
Christine will choose.
Look at her face. Look at her
sense of wonder.
Two words.
Oh my God. You picked one word or there was
two? Two words.
That's exactly and here what was in the...
This is for you. This is for you. Now, let me go back over here. Thank you. Big round of applause to Christine. Yes.
Are you blown away?
I believe.
So you told her to choose one word, but she put her finger and there was two words in the middle of her finger.
Yeah, it was like a very random and she went like this. And so I feel that this will stay for you for a long, long, long time.
This is like what happened to me when I was on TV
exactly.
with him. And he was like, think of a number.
Like and he asked me like four times if I wanted to move it.
Mm-hmm. And by the way,
stuck with it.
And just for
I was going to say move it.
Exactly, and she.
I was going to say move it.
By the way, if you would move it,
but she was
it would be completely different words. Completely different words. So it's a matter of choice, and also just for clarification, when I came to this room, I never touched any of the books.
Nothing. And you opened the page that you wanted to.
Yeah.
But you have to ask yourself, like, oh man, it's
what
crazy.
Happened? If
there's
I do this?
No way. Maybe you influenced me to like left versus. You didn't know what was in this book.
Mm-mm.
That book.
It's not crazy.
It's not even the book. It's that book. Amazing.
Yeah, it's fun.
So how did you deconstruct this after the interview?
You see, it's fun to do it. By the way, can I have your phone? I have a better screen with this one. Can you open it? I mean, I can guess your password, but... and you go... I try to do something with your phone. Go on Google, and I will go on... Wow, you have so many apps here. It's crazy. Let's see. Are you in Google?
I'm in Google.
Okay, I hope this works.
Google Images or Google All? Doesn't matter.
Go to Images.
Okay.
Go to Images. I'll try to do something. I'm going to put something here. Okay. You have a wall full of lots of known people here.
Yes.
If you have a chance, look at me. If you had a chance to interview someone, but here's the rules. Super famous. super famous.
Yeah.
Dead or alive. It can be, I give an example.
Yeah.
It can be Albert Einstein.
Yeah, yeah.
It can be anything you want. Anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything. Who would it be? Search the person.
Type the name in.
Mm-hmm. Will I know this person?
Yeah.
Can I see?
Put it in.
Yeah.
Enter it or no?
Yeah, enter it.
And then press enter?
Mm-hmm. Can I see?
Yeah.
Can we show it? It's Will Smith.
Yeah, Will Smith.
Now, why did you choose?
He's one of the top three people I've wanted to have on for since the beginning of the
Maybe podcast. He's watching us. Can you turn her phone?
Will Smith. Maybe he's watching. Have you done any tricks on him?
Will, if you're watching, we want you to come here.
Exactly.
We just thought of you together simultaneously.
Exactly. And you'll come back on and do some stuff with him.
Exactly. Exactly.
Amazing.
No, I haven't had a chance to meet him, but he's a wonderful guy.
Yeah, he seems like a wonderful guy.
Thank you for your
phone. Amazing.
Thoughts.
Amazing.
Thank you for your phone.
Mentalism at its finest.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Here you are, BPMs high, sweat dripping, body moving, tongue panting. You're working hard, real hard, and you're thirsty. You need vitamins, nutrients for peak performance and energy.
And your plants do too.
Aw,
I mean, just look at the little guy. Water-soluble plant food from Miracle-Gro is full of essential nutrients. Just a little scoop into your watering can and boom, instant feeding and bigger, more beautiful plants. It's kind of like a sports drink for your plants. You may have to suffer from heat, but your plants do not.
It's crazy, huh?
So are you still thinking about this? What happened?
Yeah.
She's still blown away. Are certain people easier to read than others?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, yes, yes.
She goes, I'm easy to meet.
I don't think it's about easy versus difficult. It's about
understanding their personality type or their characteristics or their background.
When you'll see me in a live performance, and we talked about when I'm doing the show here, you'll come, of course.
Absolutely.
It's going to be crazy.
I'm in.
You'll see how I'm searching the audience, and I go like, yes, no, yeah.
For more suggestive people?
Depends on the experiment. For example, if I do this book experiment, I chose you because I think you will be good for this. It's not about good influence or bad influence. Mm. I might do something crazier and say, no, you will not be good for this. She will be good for this and he will be good for that. Mm. So just look at them and really quickly decide an educated decision.
Right.
Who will be fit for this experiment? Mm-hmm. Because we're all different. And sometimes I get it wrong. Sometimes I get someone which is, it's not a good fit.
What happens if that word was wrong? You wrote down this thing.
I wrote,
you predicted something. Mm-hmm. She pointed at it and it's some other word. And then how do you readjust it so it's not like, wah, wah.
Let me go to, let me become philosophical. Okay.
Yeah.
So the word was there.
Now starting. You wrote it down before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it was inside your head. Wait, did I predict the word?
Mm.
Did I know which word people will choose before? Or did I influence you to choose? Or did I read your mind to choose? There's lots of philosophical...
Which one did you do? The mentalist will never tell.
Cut. No. It's part of the...
It's a little bit of everything. Yeah.
Very, very underground, yeah.
Mm. Mm? What's the question you wish more people would ask you?
How do you do it?
A lot of people ask you that, right?
How do you do it?
What's the question you wish more people would ask you? About who you are, what you've experienced in your life.
You know, they say that there's no stupid questions, there's only stupid answers. But I love it so much because I love when people ask me questions.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, actually.
What's your biggest challenge in your life right now?
Juggle between family and career.
Because you're on
work.
The road 100 times a year.
Crazy. I find myself flying to New York to do a big television or a big show. And Will Smith theoretically sees me and says, oh my God, I have to see you tomorrow for coffee. I can't. It's my daughter's birthday. I have to go back to Israel.
Right.
And this happens all the time.
Really?
I'm flying. I literally think that career-wise, I can't do all in. Because if it's do all, you have to choose family or you can't do everything.
Mm.
So I'm trying my best to bring the family to projects if I can. We're now flying to Thailand in August for a vacation. No shows, nothing. No television, no shows. I hope there'll be lots of creative parts over there. And I'm doing those in and outs all the time. Instead of, it used to be a time when I would come to Los Angeles, stay for a week.
Right.
Now I'm like 3 days and I'm back.
In and out. Yeah.
I'm trying to have the meetings set back to back. I'm trying, just like now, remember I landed?
Came right
here. We're meeting on Sunday.
Yeah, exactly.
No American meets me on Sunday
except this
psycho. Sunday is a rest day for Americans.
Absolutely.
And we're not resting, we're working. What's going on here? So I try to do it and that's it.
What's the thing you think you get to overcome in your own life or the skill you still get to master? That would take your life to another level.
It's a good and bad in the same sentence. I love to perform so much, but I also want to be serious sometimes. Mm. And I can't.
Not be on constantly. Hey.
Exactly.
Chutzpah, is that what you call it?
Exactly. What?
What's it called? Chutzpah?
Chutzpah. No, chutzpah is like the...
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
But just being on as a mentalist all the time.
I'm talking about if I'll do, I don't know, an educational speech about this, I'll have to be a little bit more... I have to write. I don't know how to write. I have ADD, ADHD, all the D's and all the H's and all the combination of them together. So all those disorders, it's for me, I can't read the menu because it's lots of text for me.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, I wrote a book. So
same with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for me, I think that I want to master more about, again, it's a paradox. I'm a mentalist. I'm supposed to be very concentrated, right? But I can't concentrate. I'm a mentalist. In the show, I can ask you, what's your name again? What's your name again? What's your name again? What's your name again? And at the end of the show, I remember the entire name of the audience, all the names of people who've been on stage. So I would want to have more like focusing when I talk about and not run away to other dimensions like I do now.
Yeah. It's like your gift and your curse, right? Yeah, it's like...
Exactly, exactly. You also have those things?
Yeah, like I can focus for short spurts, but then it's like I'm all over the place.
All over the
Lots of different creative ideas.
Yeah.
But I've been thinking about having you on for 7 years.
Oh, my God.
Interviewing you for 7 years. This podcast has been 5.5 years.
Oh.
So I'll be focused on something, then I'll go away for it, and then I'll come back to it because I'll remember it. And I keep following up.
It's me. It's the same.
I'm consistent with following up, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who's a person you would really love to do something with? Or let's, dead or alive, who would you want to work on?
Guess it. Let's see. Put it on Google. And I know it sounds a little bit of a cliche, but I mentioned Albert Einstein. Except of being a brilliant scientist, he was talking a lot about imagination. He was talking a lot about how, you know, how people have, like you have the mask of masculinity or of school of greatness. This is like your words. So my words is when people always talk about think outside the box. So my take on that is it's too cliche, think outside the box, because I always said when you think outside the box, you just create another box. So I always say think between those boxes. That's what I always say. And I always respect what he used to say about knowledge. We live in a time, I'll tell you like a personal story. In Israel, you have to go to the army. I was in the army for 3 years, from age 18 to 21. Then people go to college.
Mm-hmm.
So theoretically, you start college very late. But if you think about it, it's actually better because you come prepared.
You're educated as a human. Social skills are on a whole nother level.
Exactly.
And emotional skills.
Exactly. And then after the army, I have two older brothers who are like top of the class in the Technion. He's like the mathematics, physics, like super smart people. And I was like the black sheep. I'm like the clown who's doing tricks for the family all the time. And I was expected to go to school. And I went to school. But after 1 month, I said, something here is not going on for me. And I started to perform and created my world.
Around 22, around that
22,
age?
21, 22. So I have two children now. I want them to be educated. But you have to remember that we live in a time that our children probably going to work in something that they didn't invent it yet. And the time of WhatsApp and Facebook and everything is like very social and very instant. So to have a degree and to say have a degree in mathematics, I don't think it's that
right.
Important that it used to be back then when it was more honor. My son is this. Right. It's more about being creative and create and being open to things. Think of ideas.
Yeah. What's your biggest fear?
Getting older.
Really? Why is that?
Yeah. Since I was very young, I had two characters that I followed. One is Superman.
Yeah. How long have you had that when wearing that?
When I saw you for the first time, I was wearing that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, more than 10 years, I think. And the other one is Peter Pan. Mm. So Peter Pan, they both have powers. They both Superman has this Clark Kent Superman issue, okay, with me also, because I can go on stage, go crazy for 2 hours, and then, hey, let's go. No, I want to read a book.
Relax.
I want to go to play guitar. I play guitar a little bit. I want to do this other stuff. And Peter Pan doesn't want to get old because he's afraid of getting older. Also, Superman, I don't know if people know that, but, you know, the famous story of the Moses and Egypt. You know the famous story?
Yeah.
So how it started, the Egyptians wanted to kill, according to the legends, all the firstborns. Mm. So they took him and they put him in a basket, right? And they sent him on the Nile.
Yeah.
And then Cleopatra or one of the daughters, she found him and she called him Moses. And he grew up and he became a part of, like the son of the king. And then all the story about Egypt and the sons of Israel that we all know. Superman, the same story. They put him in a spaceship. They sent him to Earth. They found him. They called him Clark.
Right.
He grew up and he found superpowers. And Moses also found his superpowers. It's kind of like very, very similar to this. So I'm not religious, but I'm very traditional. I like the Bible stories. I think that's very smart stories. I think there's above than stories over there. So Peter Pan and Superman, I don't want to grow up. I don't know. I'm kind of like afraid from this.
Mm.
Suddenly I have like a pain here. I go like, what's going on? It never happened. I travel too much. I have to see a chiropractor. What's going on here?
What are you afraid of getting older?
I don't know. I really don't know. It's kind of like, it's weird. But I think that's inside. I'm 17 all the time.
Mm.
So that's very important. And then I see that playing with my kids suddenly, I cannot do stuff that I used to do. I cannot jump like that.
Right.
I play basketball after like one round, like I have to.
Tired, yeah.
Wait a second, you know? I have a little fear for that.
Why do you think you were born?
Well, it's an interesting question. By the way, maybe if I was born in Jerusalem, in the hardcore religious city of Jerusalem, I would become like a famous rabbi. Mm. You know, the guys who do that. Maybe if I was born in another place, I would be a fortune teller. Or in India, I would be a guru, like a crazy guru that people come to get ask for advices. We are born, but you know, I was doing this since I was 6 years old. When I was 6 years old, I used to, you know, hey, hold the coin. Let me guess where the coin is. It's here. No, it's here. And I think this is the skill that you require because I was wrong.
A lot.
But then you start to see when a person is holding the coin in the right hand, you start to see that. You start to see that position. And the left hand, this is the position. And now you're turning into an act. Mm-hmm. And now the dice. And then a number from one to a billion. And then I'm very sensitive about how people do it.
So why do you think you're here?
You called me and you said, come to the interview.
No, I mean, why do you think you were born? Why do you think you were born? Do you have a reason why? Do you have a meaning for your life?
Right now, the meaning for my life is to make people happy.
Yeah.
Make people happy. Because I really see that it's happening. I have people come to me and go more skeptical than you. Go like, I don't believe, it's all bullshit. Great. Come to the show, watch it and enjoy. And the skeptical people, I call them my unpaid publicists.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a little story without telling a name. A famous actor, super famous. More than the one you
Will
mentioned.
Smith.
More, like super, super famous.
He's pretty big.
More. We were in a restaurant with a few friends and I looked at him and I guessed his credit card number.
Wow.
And it was crazy. Everybody was like, wow. And everybody's like, And he was angry because he was so skeptical, said, you looked into my
wallet or something.
There's no way you could know that. You looked at it. And he took it in a very negative way. So then over the years, every time I met this actor, he was very negative to me. But then in different places, I met other people. And I did something in a show or in a group or something. And they said, oh, you're that guy that he's keep talking about all the time, right? So you see how from negativity, this is the best PR. The skeptical are my unpaid publicists.
Yeah.
They talk about the experience. It doesn't matter if they talk good or bad, as long as they say my name correctly. And
Lior Suchard,
exactly.
Yeah.
And the reason is because I think that this gray area of real, not real, tricks, not trick, I think it's good for this because it gets people engaged. Yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Any other questions that you have for me before I ask you the final
few? We did the test. I told you to think of someone and did you tell it to anyone from here? Did it tell you? Nothing? So I'm just going to go and look what I'm going to do. I'm going to show you the procedure of what I do.
Okay.
This person, can you say the ABC really quickly? Just say it out loud.
ABCD.
Keep going.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
Perfect. So now, count from 1 to 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I think he has 5 letters in the name?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so do they know this person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They know.
Because you were thinking and you changed your mind a couple of times, so I'm just going to go with what I feel. I'm just going to go with what I feel, and let's see if I'm close. I don't know if I write it. I don't know if I can spell it. But I wrote something here. I don't know. It's a good friend. It's a good friend of yours?
Am I supposed to say?
Yes.
It's somewhere close.
Someone close.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see how... Okay, so I'm here. Can I touch it anymore? Let's see. You ready? Drums, please. What's the name you're thinking of?
Ralph. Wow, yeah, that's pretty good. Got it. Did you get on camera there?
Ralph, if you're watching us right now, we're thinking about you as well.
Yes,
look,
we are.
Who's
yes.
Ralph?
That's my dad.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So he's watching us?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay. Yeah, that's powerful.
It is.
Very powerful.
Now it makes you think, okay, I think, yes, no, yes, no, yeah, and this is part of who I am.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
How many times do you get people to write you letters afterwards and say you transformed their life?
It happens a lot.
Yeah.
I get lots of letters. It's generic letters from lots of people in the world going, what's the lottery numbers?
Yeah.
Sometimes very emotional. I have like, I read everything. They go like, I have a problem. I have this disease and that disease. I need money. Na, na, na. You have to, what's the lottery? And I always tell them this. It's, here's what I tell. I tell them, maybe it sounds weird. I said, don't smoke. So I said, don't smoke. Don't drink a lot of alcohol. Be positive and believe in yourself. That's kind of like my thing.
Do you smoke or drink?
No. It's kind of like, I think it's stupid.
Yeah.
I think it's stupid.
I've never been drunk in my life.
No, me too. It's kind of, like, you know, if you, I love to have a glass of wine in a dinner. It's nice. Mm-hmm. It's a good wine. I like the atmosphere. But I think it's stupid to get drunk. I really think it's stupid, really.
The part doesn't make you as influential.
Exactly.
And understanding and being intuitive.
Exactly. And smoking, why do you, I don't get it. Mm-hmm. I don't get it. So I always tell them, and be positive. I don't know the lottery numbers, unfortunately. Theoretically, if the lottery numbers were in a bowl and someone would pick them, I could influence them to choose my numbers.
Really?
But because it's a computer, there's no...
You can influence someone else to pick the numbers that you want. Even if they can't see the numbers?
Yep.
No way.
If I can see the numbers, yeah.
Oh, if you can see the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's a lot of stuff. There's a part on YouTube when I drove here in Los Angeles blindfolded completely in a car. But I can do it only with the person next to me can see the road.
Oh my gosh. Holy cow.
Yeah.
In LA traffic.
LA traffic.
I gotta watch that.
You have to watch it.
Wow. I wanna ask you a few final questions. This one is called The Three Truths.
Three Truths.
So imagine you're Peter Pan and you never grow old. Mm-hmm. But for whatever reason, one day you gotta call it quits.
Mm-hmm.
So it's your last day on earth. Mm-hmm. You can be as old as you wanna be. You can extend time as long as you want. But one day it's gotta be over.
Mm, it will.
It will be. And
or starting, depends how you look at it.
Never know.
Now starting, see?
Now starting. But this life, your life right now, will end.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say, that's what's going to happen. And you've achieved everything you want. Everything you can imagine. Every boxes you've put together and broken out of and whatever you want to do has happened. But for whatever reason, you have to take everything that you've created with you. So no one has access to your books or videos or anything else you've done.
They don't have legacy.
They don't have access to it, right? They don't have access to your words, just what they remember. And they give you a piece of paper and a pen on your bedside, and everyone's there. And they say, this is all we have left. Can you write down three things you know to be true about everything you've learned in this life? This would be all that we have to remember you by, these three things. What would you say are your three truths? This could be the lessons you want to share with the world, the things you know to be true.
It's a tough question. It's a question you need to think about. Three truths.
I wonder if I can write down one. If I can imagine one of them.
Yeah, let's see.
Let's see.
I know one of them. One of them would be love. And when I say love, I don't talk about romantic love. I talk about just love, people. People inside are good. They get sometimes broken when you see what's happening in the world. Again, I think it's very stupid to... I think that war is stupid. I think that fighting over land is stupid. I think all of that. So love the environment.
Love people, the environment, yourself.
What did you write?
I'm waiting.
You're waiting? Okay.
Wait until the end.
So I said, so love will be one. Give will be two.
Mm.
Give, you have to... And again, when I say give, I'm not necessarily talking about giving money. It's not charity. It's more like, you know, giving. And I know, you know all those people here. You know that some people are douchebags, some people are very nice, and some people are like, again, people are people at the end of the day, and we're all gonna die. We're all gonna die. So it's the same. There's lots of stories of what's happening after, but... Mm-hmm. You know the story about the poor guy who went to a rich guy and said, if I can prove to you that you have $20 more than I do, will you give me a donation? And the rich guy says, it was like arrogant. He said, what? I have billions of dollars. You have nothing. You cannot prove that to me. Okay, it's a bet. And the poor guy says to him, okay, when we die, there's two kinds of cloth that they wrap the body. One is the free one that everyone gets from the hospital, and one is for the rich people who cost $20. So you're going to be worth $20 more than I do.
Wow.
So exactly. So at the end of the day, we're going to be equal. We started equal, we're ending equal. So so it's good to do good things, to give. The third one, it's a tough one. Third one, maybe it's this one. Let me see.
Go ahead.
Positive.
Be positive.
Yes, you know, it was the first thing I wanted to say.
First thing I wanted to say was love.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. But I thought to myself, well, I said, it's not a cliche to be positive. No, but it's true. But when you say positive, I don't mean the cliche of being positive, of the generic word of positive. Everybody, every book here is like positive. It's about give up. Give up to people. Okay? This is going to people. We're starting a fight. You know what? All good.
Yeah.
That's being positive also.
Yeah.
It's not just, you don't need to walk down the streets and smile and be Mary Poppins. I don't know. You just have to get to a conclusion, as you said, that we're going to die at the end. You, me, the rich, the poor, everyone. And we have a limited time here. Maybe we have more time there. I don't know. Nobody's ever proven yet. We need to do good things with the time.
Yeah.
We need to enjoy it and to also...
Two good things.
Yeah. So if I take your question and I reverse it a little bit, because you said, no, I remember you. So I think the goal is to legacy. Mm-hmm. Because I was a little bit afraid that, you know, your dad is Ralph. Mm-hmm. What's the name of your grandfather?
Kimball.
What's the name of his dad?
Ralph.
And his dad?
Don't know.
Exactly. So most of us... And I just talked about 100 years right now. That's 100 years.
Yeah.
It's not that a lot. It's four generations. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's a little bit arrogant for me to say, but I want that somehow, that great, great, great...
More say, than 100 years.
Exactly. I had a great, great, great. He used to do some cool things.
Read people's minds.
He used to read people's minds. Yeah. And this is kind of like a legacy.
Because it influences us. It'll influence other people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Interesting. Where can we connect with you online? And when can people see you perform live? And
so, of course, we've got the normal, Instagram, Lior Suchard, put it in the video.
Yeah. We'll add a different way.
Twitter, I'll tell you a little secret. I'm pretty accessible. Mm-hmm. Shh, don't say it out loud. Right. I'm pretty accessible. So I answer emails. I love to talk with people. Yeah. We just came for two crazy shows in Miami. We're planning to do something in Los Angeles, so stay tuned. It's going to be a crazy thing.
Yeah.
And we'll make it big.
But your website has all your tour dates as well.
Tour dates, everything.
What's that? LiorSuchard.com.
LiorSuchard.com. Just look me up and go to YouTube. You'll see lots of fun stuff that happens there.
Amazing videos. Mm-hmm. If you want to be blown away, we'll link it all up. We'll put it on the show notes.
And if you don't believe, come to see it live.
Seeing it live is unbelievable. Seeing is believing.
Exactly.
Who said that?
Who said that?
I don't know.
It's also generic. Seeing is believing.
It's very generic.
Who was the first one?
So what would be the other way of... making that a powerful statement. When you said think out of the box, no, what did you say? Merging both the boxes or?
Thinking between the boxes.
Thinking between the boxes. So instead of saying seeing is believing, what would be a?
I would say always think positive thoughts because you can never know who is reading them. Think of that.
Snap.
Think of that.
Well, I want to ask you one more question, but before I do, I want to acknowledge you because you've been an inspiration for me for 7 years.
Acknowledge me.
I'm acknowledging you right now for being a powerful symbol of what's possible. Because when I watched you on stage, and then when I watched you 6 or 7 months ago, you continued to create awe and wonder inside of me. And I think it was extremely powerful because sometimes, like you said, we do lose that. And even though I'm on my journey and doing my best to be creative, you push the mental boundaries for me to see how can I push it in my own work. With my own skills and talents, which are different than yours. But I think if I can continue to do that as well with other people, whether it be a one-on-one meeting or to a mass audience, then we continue to create this childlike wonder in all of us. And I think that's beautiful what you're doing. So I want to acknowledge you for your gifts and for your awareness, your ability to see people. It's really powerful.
Thanks so much.
I appreciate that. The final question is, what's your definition of greatness?
You know, it's interesting. I think that the definition, I don't have a definition because I think that greatness is every individual with himself. No one from the outside can decide greatness or not greatness. Nobody can say that Napoleon was greatness than this guy or this guy. Maybe someone has done something small and that's greatness for him. I think it's all relative. I think Nobody can say he's greatness, this is not greatness. It's only between you and yourself, and you can decide yourself and your great or not.
Lior Suchard. Thanks, brother.
All right.
Appreciate it, man.
Thanks a lot.
There you have it, my friends. Mind blown. Go watch the full video interview over at lewishouse.com/673. Check out the show notes with everything else. Make sure to follow Lior. Check out his books and all that other good stuff we've got linked up at the show notes. Take a screenshot of this, share it with your friends, let them know that they can listen to this as well and gain these powerful insights. Join the journey. If you've not subscribed yet to the School of Greatness show on Apple Podcasts, go there right now, click the subscribe button, tell your friend to subscribe. Every single week, we bring some incredible ideas, information, and inspiration to help you unlock that power within yourself, all here on the School of Greatness show. Very excited about what we have coming up next. You're not going to want to miss it, so make sure to stay tuned for our next episode. All right, my friends, as always, you were born with a uniqueness within you. And Ronald Reagan said that there are no great limits to growth because there are no limits of human intelligence, imagination, and wonder. I believe in you. I believe you have the power to achieve what you want in your life, what you believe is meaningful to you, what fulfills your heart and your soul. All you got to do is go out there and do something great.
While no one knows what tomorrow may bring, Bridgestone is working toward a more positive outlook. With innovations like developing a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials. It's just one of the many ways Bridgestone is making a difference today, for generations to come. Because that's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
With my busy life, I use Shipt same-day delivery to keep up. When I need a jar of extra creamy peanut butter delivered, I know my personal shopper Amber will come through. And if it's not on the shelf, she asks them to check the back. Shipt, delight in every delivery. Learn more at Shipt.com.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.